Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning preparing for milking in the winter weather. As we approach winter time, we know that we're going to be dealing with issues with chapped teats as well as possible frozen teats and the issues that follow that. So, what can you do to prepare your dairy herd for this? Keep in mind that once we have frostbite injury to the teat ends or to the teats, it may take anywhere from about 45 to 60 days for this to completely heal. So number one, we need to have clean, dry bedding available to those cows when they leave the barn and when they lie down. Lying in areas that are wet will increase the chances of chapped teats as well as frostbite during extreme cold weather that we generally experience, at least for a few days here in Kansas. Changing to winter teat dips that have higher levels of emollients in them are very important. So take a look at the amount of glycerin and lanolin that are in the products that you're currently planning to use. If you do not have winter teat dips on hand, I would encourage you to order those ahead of time. Don't wait until you're actually going to need them, but make sure you have a supply on hand. Another important thing to check is to see how wet the teats are following post-dipping as those animals exit the milking parlor. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to prepare for winter milking now rather than later.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.